night. First, to feel good.
I mean, this is just an amazing story. You've probably heard about the story of James Michael Grimes. He was on a cruise ship with 18 family members, off to a great start for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
They were listening to live music. They had an air guitar contest, which he won.
All right.
That prize was a free drink. And I guess that wasn't the only one he had. A little while later, the last thing he remembered was going to the restroom. Then he woke up overboard in the Gulf of Mexico.
I came to, I was in the water with no boat in sight.
Oh.
So you, for a while, were passed out in the water.
Yes, ma'am. The Lord was with me when I was out there because something was holding me up the whole time while I was passed out.
Exhausted and hungry, he ate what he could find to maintain his energy.
A stick come floating by. Looked like bamboo. So I started eating on it.
What?
And it actually, I mean, I'm not going to say it tasted good, but it gave some type of flavor in my mouth other than salt water. The fall didn't kill me. Sea creatures didn't eat me. I felt like I was meant to get out of there.
Wow.
Yeah. A passing cargo ship spotted him. He was finally rescued after treading water for 20 hours. And like he said, he didn't break anything in the fall. Not a cut on him. Suffered some mild hypothermia, shock, and fatigue. Otherwise, he's okay.
Like, how many times do people fall overboard on a cruise ship?
Apparently, it happens more than you think.
Like,
I think I read somewhere like 20 a year or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have never been on a cruise. I don't think I want to. I just don't. I think there are lots of disasters that can happen. I'll just stick to resorts where I'm on land.
That is wild.
Oh, it's incredible. You can see his entire story. There's much more to the interview.
Uh-huh.
It's up at WDJX.com.